So let's run through some of the algorithmic questions that come up. And of course, even if you have an algorithm, there's always exceptions to every situation in terms of what might happen. Jeff, maybe you can react to what the audience is doing. So we say, okay, in terms of first line therapy, non-squamous disease, TPS under 50%, we said 10%. And the audience at this point, even in this situation, is going with the triplet. Then we bump it up and say, okay, what about if the TPS is high, over 50%? And Jeff, we still have a third of the audience say, I would go with the triplet, although now obviously you see a lot more pembrolizumab. And of course, from the very beginning, when people saw these data, the first situation they thought about was the symptomatic patient. And here the audience is much more in favor of triplet therapy. Jeff, is this sort of your algorithm or no?
I like giving them a shot at single agent if they're high TPS because, you know, that's living the dream. If you can have stage 4 lung cancer on a single agent, no side effects, that's what we're trying to offer our patients. But none of these are a sure bet for anyone. The thing we don't want to do is undertreat these patients or maybe let them pseudo progress for too long, right? We have effective therapies. Don't withhold them for your patients. If you're going to sequence them, do them carefully. But in the high TPS, I try to sequence them and start with pembro first.
Corey?
This patient is significant respiratory distress, so I feel the likelihood of one shot on goal, and I will do the triplet. On the other hand, an older, frailer patient, perhaps low metastatic burden, perhaps increased comorbidity, I'll go single agent.